Crazy Weekend by Gary Soto, narrated by Anthony Perez.
Chapter 1. Hector Beltran and his carnal, Mando Tafoya, both seventh graders from East Los Angeles, stepped off the train. Each held a suitcase in one hand, and their shoulders were weighed down with backpacks. It was February, cold, and fog had smothered Fresno like a white shroud. Fog hung between the telephone lines and over parked cars and trucks. Fog dimmed the traffic lights. Fog blew down the empty streets of the Santa Fe Depot. Fog lived in the very bones of each passenger who stepped off the train.
Hace mucho frío,
Mando said as he dropped his suitcases and rubbed his cold hands. He was tall for a boy of 13, with hair the color of wet coal.
Where's your tío?
No sé, Hector said, straining to see through the fog. He put down his suitcase and breathed into his hands, which were pink as the underside of a starfish. Like Mando, he was tall, with thick black hair, and beneath his clothes, his body was hardened with muscle from playing sports, mostly soccer. The two boys had been sent to Fresno for a 3-day weekend, an idea spawned by Hector's mother, who said they should see another part of the world.
You and Mando should travel,
Hector's mother suggested one night when she saw that they were so bored they were counting the hairs on their knuckles and arguing about who had more. Hector had imagined Paris or Madrid, and Mando had imagined Acapulco, where he could take a blow-up raft and ride the large white-tipped waves until they sputtered into fingers of foam. They saw themselves sporting sunglasses propped on their heads. They saw themselves asking for directions and then giving directions. They saw themselves eating in fancy restaurants with white napkins under their chins. That was in October.